Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Nick, I saw that you posted a picture on Instagram of you and our buddy Ryan, former intern of the Preston and Steve Show. Now one of the head dudes over at Piazza Subaru in Limerick.
Yeah, man.
You got a brand new car.
Hey! Thank you. I'm a proud Subaru owner. I've loved Subarus for a number of years. Casey actually bought one last year, and I've been talking to him a lot about it. And I've endorsed Subaru for a few years and rented them, but never owned one. So I bought it on Saturday. It was a perfect day to buy a Subaru because it was kind of snowy out. So, bought my new car.
Brand new car.
Brand new car.
And then what happened?
So, great day on Saturday. Very positive experience with Ryan and everybody at Piazza Subaru. Shout out to Dan and Mike. And then I go home and I go about my day on Saturday. Get up and go to breakfast on Sunday morning. And I don't know what happened, but in between the time that I parked the car on Saturday night and the time that I got up on Sunday morning, a crack appeared in the windshield. I'd had the car for less than 24 hours. I don't know. It was really windy on Saturday night. So, the storm kind of came through.
The wind probably broke it.
Well, I don't know. Like a piece of ice. I don't know what happened.
I bet you ice or something. Yeah. Were you under a tree by any chance?
I was parked in the driveway. I didn't park in the garage. So
ice could have slid off.
Maybe off the roof or something. Off the house roof or whatever. Steve, I really have no idea what happened.
And then it would have melted. That's why the mob uses ice pick. Picks made of ice.
Yeah, they melt and that destroys the evidence. So, but it just goes to the story of I bought this brand new thing and just immediately something happened. Something happened right away.
When I looked at it, I laughed. I wasn't even that annoyed or that pissed off about it because I was like, you got to be kidding me. I've had this car for less than 24 hours and now I got to get the windshield replaced. And listen, in the grand scheme of things, who cares? It's fine. I can replace a windshield.
Sure.
I just couldn't believe that I
just got it.
I just got it.
Yeah.
It's all shiny and pretty and clean and everything. And that was a bent.
You want that pristine sort of, at least that grace period where
right?
I'm like, look at it.
Yeah.
You're on a
high.
An absolute high.
When you get that brand new whatever it is, you're on a high.
Yep.
And any little thing that can happen like that, it's like,
are you serious?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Electronics are notorious for that. Dropping electronics.
Yeah.
And so I had the second iPhone. Look at this. Fell out of my hands and cracked the screen.
Nick, did you buy the insurance? Because I bought windshield insurance when I got my car.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of comprehensive warranty plans and
okay.
the tire thing and all of it. So, listen, I'm sure that it'll get fixed quickly. and everybody at Piazza has been great. I texted Ryan right away and let him know. And he was like, we'll take care of it.
Can't you return it? Like, it's been less than 24 hours.
The whole thing?
Yeah. I changed my mind.
I'm going to send it back. Yeah.
Oh, man. But that's my motto, which is, when something like that happens is, of course.
Of course.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I bought my first car on May 1st, 2000. I'll never forget the day because I scratched the mirror on it the day I bought it on a drive-thru at Burger King. I pulled in too tight. I was like, yeah! I was you've got to be kidding me. And I was actually almost relieved because, got it out of the way.
Yeah.
I got it out of the way. And I'm like, okay, this is good. But the day of.
A brand new car. I was going to one of our events. It was going to be a mixer at Kavanaugh's. And you know that lot where you go in to park and you go, they have the little toll areas there that you pull into that lot right adjacent to where Kavanaugh's is. I'm going through and it's at such an obtuse angle, I can't reach the machine to get the thing. I open up the door, clunk. There's a dent in the door. God damn it.
And it's funny how something like that, it just mocks you. Whatever that thing is, and I'll explain, because I'd gotten a brand new car, and I was hanging my Easy Pass, up on the windshield. And I guess the little sticky part didn't hold well, and it falls, and the this is kind of hard to explain. You know how, on Velcro, there's a soft side and a rough side.
Yes.
So the rough side came down, and you're going to think this is so first world, it's pathetic. But there's part of the leather finish, okay? And it scuffed it and put a little hole in it. All right.
And so it fell down on your stock portfolio.
But listen, this is brand new. I mean, I just got the car. I've had the car for, 5 years now.
Right.
And that little hole... I see it every day.
Hi, Preston.
And it mocks me.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when this happened, Preston? You used to have a perfect vehicle, and then it happened immediately. You're not meant to have good things.
But here's the thing. You know, I've had the car for 5 years, so there's dings, there's scrapes, there's marks all over the car now. But that one,
that's the one
little mark.
You shouldn't have good things.
From the first week that I owned it, still stares at me and goes, you idiot. This is your fault.
Oh, well, you know me and my figures. My Batman stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my big Ben Affleck. Again, Preston, this is a first world problem. As people are trust me, it's not lost on me.
Yeah, but I've
been waiting for this thing. I ordered them like a year in advance.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law sets up this shelf that looks like a corner of a building in Gotham. It's up in, he installs it in my room. And I'm putting it up there, and I'm like, I can feel the excitement. And the Batman's head, which is a magnetically attached, falls over, and it cracks. And I'm like, and my brother-in-law, John, said, I was half thinking of running to the car and leaving because I knew you were going to detonate. And I didn't, but it's like I had that thing for less than 6 hours.
Yeah.
And it cracked. Fortunately, it was one of those cracks that was so perfect that I could just, crazy glue it. But every time I go in there, I go, you're not as perfect as you used to be.
Uh-huh. And Steve, when that happened, it would have been so great if you and Claire were like entertaining and had friends over. And then Claire comes down and goes, everyone has to leave. I'm sorry.
Please leave now.
Please leave
Take
now.
Take the children quickly. Leave.
I'm going to go to some calls. I have Jessica. Hi, Jessica. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? So, Jessica, you got something brand new, and it looks like it was probably pretty pricey, right?
A ridiculously expensive purse that I was over the moon for, and a family member was also gracious around Christmas time to make meatloaf for us, and I had offered to pick it up because meatloaf is my favorite.
Okay.
And I was so excited, having the best week ever, Christmas week. Little did I know that this meatloaf, as I was carrying it inside the house, was dripping oil all over me and all over the suede of this super expensive purse. Inside the purse, my coat, my jeans, inside my shoes. It was like, it was a horror movie to me. I literally shed tears because I'm like, I never get anything this nice.
Aww.
And here I am.
And then meatloaf juice.
Meatloaf. And Jessica, don't you feel like the universe is telling you, shame on you for wanting material things.
Exactly.
Shame on you
and
for
I'll
wanting
never eat meatloaf again.
Right. There are people in this world who would just die for just a piece of this meatloaf and look at you with all this meatloaf.
Was it completely destroyed, the purse?
So I took it back to the store. I literally called the corporate office and everything because I was so heartbroken. And they were like, sorry, there's nothing we can do about this.
You don't have any sort of meatloaf policy? You don't have any meatloaf insurance? What kind of company is this?
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's tough because it's on you. And I understand being... Have you come close, Preston, to welling up when you see something, and you feel like such an idiot? There's no way out of it just to say, I feel like an idiot, but when this broke...
Well,
it sucked.
The saddest part about this now is how Jessica feels about meatloaf.
Yeah.
Meatloaf, double meatloaf. I hate meatloaf.
They ruined meatloaf
Absolutely.
For her. Her most favorite things of all. But yeah, of course, I've been like, oh no.
What about golf clubs and stuff like that?
I mean, nothing brand new. I mean, I have, out of frustration, I broke a golf club one time, and I was like, you are a moron. You just did that, didn't you? Now you got to buy a new one, don't you?
Yeah, Steve, speaking of which, a friend of mine lives down in Fort Myers, Florida,
right.
And he was down at spring training last year. Now, listen, this guy, he owns a Cadillac dealership, right?
Yeah.
He's not hurting for money at all. I'm talking to him about golf, and he's like, yeah, he's got all of this really expensive golf equipment. So he sends me his driver that, he's like, I only used it like twice.
Right.
The first time I hit it, I shattered the shaft of this driver. It just the club head went flying like a good 75 yards down the.
Hey, yeah. Impressive!
Yeah, nice try.
I crushed it. But I was like, oh man, I can't have nice things.
I can't have nice things.
But the worst thing is, it's brand new. You just get this. Nick just got a brand new car, and boom, broken windshield.
Do you remember? It happened twice. When it was Preston, Marilyn, and Steve, this is, you know, the PDAs and like
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
Palm Pilots.
Yeah. So I had whatever the competitor was. I just got it, sat it down on the counter next to Marilyn. She knocked her coffee on it.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, like the day before. I go back. Oh. Fortunately, I'd bought the replacement policy.
Oh, good.
Bring it back. 2 days later, I knock my coffee over. Yeah.
No.
I am not meant to have this.
Steve, I just remembered that you got not the current car that you have, the one that you had before this car.
Right.
You had had it for a day. And you bought it in the winter, and I was driving to work in my old car.
Oh, yeah.
It was really icy in the parking lot, and I parked behind you. And I am slamming on the brakes. I came within an inch of hitting your car, and my life was flashing through. You know, you had the car for a day. I almost rear-ended you. I am so grateful that I was able to stop.
Trust me, though, a couple of times, I came out, I had a new car. I came out in the dark. I told you this story. The car was black. I'm like, it was in the summer. I go to lower the window on the driver's side, and I suddenly realized there's no window there. And somebody had careened into I had this car just a couple of days. Right. Brand new.
I had, we had bought a new refrigerator. This was years ago, and it was stainless steel. Beautiful. Shiny. Looks great. We put it in this place. We got a new fridge. Refrigerator is one of those things you're kind of proud of when you get it in.
I got a refrigerator. I can keep my food cold.
It's brand new. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is a badass, you know? So it's awesome. And this was back in my full-on Krav Maga training days. And you guys remember how I would go around punching things all the time.
Shadowboxing
everywhere you went.
Shadowboxing everywhere I went. So,
talking about it and everything.
So the fridge looked pretty good to me. And I was just throwing, you know, a light jab at it just for fun at the refrigerator. And just put a dent right
put
in that thing.
Brand new
refrigerator. Oh, man.
We looked at that thing for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And just,
and it just taunts you.
Always there. Just looking at you. It's the first thing you notice when you look at the
fridge. Let me ask you, did that refrigerator ever act up again?
Not one time.
No. Mm-hmm. Put it in its place?
Yep.
I bought a pair of Air Jordan Retro 4 fly nets. I got them specifically for my the Sixer season.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait to wear them. Wore them to one game with Chuck, and they were perfect. Second game, I took my son to him. He dropped Chickies and Pete's cheese on him.
Oh, my God.
Cheese.
Oh, now, it wasn't like a huge glop, but it was enough where I was like, you did this. You did this. And, like, he did it in front of people, so, like, I couldn't.
Really? I should have worn a condom.
Let me go to Matt. You are on the air. Matt, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Ah. Excellent. Welcome, sir. What did what was brand new and got wrecked?
Everybody's done this before. A couple of years ago, the brand new iPhone came out. I spent an hour in AT&T transferring everything over. I was excited. Had all my pictures transferred, everything. Got in the car, got home, got out the car, and forgot it was sitting on my lap.
No, oh, man.
Got out face down right into the concrete, shattered the whole screen. Not even an hour.
See, you should be able to take it back and return it. This is broken.
Now, mind you, if you have like the Apple Care and all that stuff, you know, you can have some insurance. But many is the time that I have been to a screen replacement, more for my wife and stuff like that. But if it's going to happen, it's going to happen right after the point of purchase when you're the most excited about it. You notice it never happens to something you've had for 11 years.
Yep. All right. Thanks for the call, man. Here's a few other texts that are coming. This says, bought a new motorcycle. Paid extra to have it delivered since I was going to work. Got home, decided to go for a ride 2 feet out of my driveway. Oh, hit a slick spot, crashed the bike, dislocated my shoulder.
Oh. Woo!
2 feet, and it happened. Wow. Here's another one. How about people who accidentally throw something away? Somebody said, hey, I went and got three Harvest gift cards through your station. for Christmas. My wife threw them away mistakenly. Threw them away.
Yeah, that's pretty bad too. Because you're like, that's just money.
That's just money that you threw in the trash.
Yeah.
Wow.
I get annoyed if I give somebody a gift card and they're like, I never used it. I lost it. Or I threw it out by accident. I'm like, you just took my $100 and tossed
and
it in the trash.
And burned it. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Here is taking a preemptive measure. I'm going to go to Bob. Hi, Bob. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey.
Coo-coo-ca-choo.
It's a beer morning.
What's happening, Bob?
Hey, I used to work for a guy that had to buy work pickups, okay? And once in, every couple of years he'd buy a new one, and nobody wanted to drive it, so he'd go out and take everybody out with him and take a hammer and smash the hood. Just hit it once. There he is. He said, it's Dennett. Everybody drive it.
They were so terrified of driving a pristine, brand-new truck that he would cause the first few dents just so they could relax.
And listen, if you work on a something that has the word site in it, a work site, it's going to get banged up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you may as well go ahead and say, here's the first one's on me, guys.
I can see that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, my friend Edward, he has like a stucco remediation company, and he has a beautiful work truck. And I was making fun. I'm like, your truck is too pretty. He goes, no. You know, he's like, my wife makes me drive this one. That's like the show truck because it's got like the name of the company on the side and everything like that. That's not the work truck. No.
Let me go to Evan next. Evan, you're on the air. Good morning.
Fire truck.
Fire truck?
Okay. What's happening, Evan?
Fire truck?
So, I know a guy that he had gotten a set of false teeth. And him and his new girlfriend had decided to get frisky, and he had left them in his clothing, and she stepped on him, like, a day after he got them. And this is 5-6 years later, he never got a new set.
That sounds like the worst porn movie ever.
Yeah, right? Let me take my teeth out.
Now we can get down to business. Whoops, you just stepped on my teeth. Isn't that funny?
I'm not turned on at all.
Not even a little bit.
And by the way,
and it punctured my colostomy bag.
Oh, Jesus.
And then later on, she ripped my catheter out during doggy style.
Oh, my God. What I was about to say is those things are really expensive they take a long time to make.
A long time to be made. And as we learned from Lenny Dykstra, who was in studio a while ago, $80,000.
Uh-huh. And that's why he went dumpster diving for him. Let me go next to, let's see, Jay on line 5. Hi, Jay. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. There's nothing on here.
There's nothing on here.
What's up, man?
Not a thing. Hey, it was a bunch of years back. My wife and I bought our first nice new dining room set, nice deep cherry wood. We get the thing, we get it delivered, we get it home, and, you know, maybe we should have planned a little better. We didn't get the pads, the table pads.
Right.
Steve, this one will speak to you. Our cat jumped up on there, and I'm like, we need to get the cat off there. I went to get her, and she kind of freaked and ran and gouged her back claw right in there and left a nice, deep, like, 2-inch gouge on a brand-new dining room table.
Dude. And every time you go in and see that table, your eye is immediately drawn to the scratch.
Mm-hmm.
We had one ring, I guess it was iced tea or something, on a brand-new piece of furniture. Somebody put a drink down without a coaster. I don't care. Shy of sanding the finish off and starting from scratch, I don't know how to get this damn ring out.
Right.
And it just yells at me every time I walk into
calls
the room.
Your name.
Furniture is that way.
This is your fault.
Yeah, furniture is absolutely that way. Where a scratch, whatever it is, it stares at you.
The thing always in your mind is, I guess we can't have nice things.
Yeah. And it always happens when it's brand freaking new.
Yeah.
Well,
always.
So my dining room furniture, it's not scratched at all. But we bought it off of Craigslist.
Yeah.
It was a Bassett. I mean, we saved thousands and thousands of dollars on this because this guy moved from Tennessee and couldn't fit the furniture in his new home. So I was so nervous about, because I had to go get it myself.
Yeah.
I couldn't hire a moving company or anything like that. But like, just for that very reason, even though I had saved a lot of money, I didn't want any scratches on or anything like that. Like, It was, and I had to take it down for, oh, it was so heavy.
So it's in pristine shape?
It is
nothing
in pristine
shape.
No, I said that in the beginning of the story. But, like, yeah, I was, like, really, really, really scared that I was going to, like, you know, scratch the top of it. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm going to go to Sam next. Hi, Sam. Good morning.
Hey, you guys back.
Thank you, Sam. What's up?
Okay, so I'm 16 years old. I buy my new car, new to me, not actually a new car, actually. It was a rust bucket, but I'm so excited. My dad takes me to get it. I'm like, Dad, I want to show all my coworkers. He's like, okay. So he drives. I follow him to my work parking lot, like two blocks. I pull into the parking lot. I go, I overshoot a parking spot, and I hit somebody's car.
Oh.
Their bumper falls off. I back out, pull into the spot. I see my dad's face. He looks madder than I've ever seen him. Mm-hmm. I go walk into my work. Everybody saw it happen because it's all glass. They're all clapping. I'm crying. $300, brand new car.
Yeah.
Ended up costing me $1,400 because I had to buy this brand new car.
That's terrible.
That sucks.
Return the used car. Can you fix this? It goes back to when you're a kid, Preston, and you have a brand new. It's that same feeling. I told you the story. I think I've told it many times. I've had two traumatic toy stories. One was the Styrofoam Eagle that you all know about, mm-hmm. and then the other one was the telescope you can see around corners with. Mm-hmm. Because rather, if you're a spy, you can't lean around a corner.
No.
You've got to use your around the corner telescope.
Sure.
I got it. Put it up, and it comes with an attachment for your belt. I was out on my bicycle. I went, driving around. I stopped the bike on the corner. The thing just falls off down into the sewer.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
How am I going to be a spy?
Kathy, I love your idea of just returning it immediately. Yeah. Like the guy who broke his iPhone.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes and says, I noticed there was a scratch on it. You know, and it just completely shattered.
Listen,
this is brand new. I just noticed something.
If I bought a shirt and it had a hole in it, I'd take it back to the store and say, there's a hole in this. It's broken. I don't want it anymore. So why can't you do the same thing?
We bought this car used, and it was it's a 16-year-old car.
Yeah.
And it tore off somebody's bumper. Can you replace
it? It's defective. Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
This is defective.
It's funny about the windshield the car that I traded in was a Mini. It was 7 years old, 100,000 miles on it, and just over time, the windshield had become a little fogged or whatever.
Yeah.
And so driving home on Saturday, even though it was snowy out, my girlfriend and I were looking through the front windshield, remarking at how remarkably clear it was. We're looking through the windshield like, you know what? I can really see the road now, and everything looks much brighter and clearer. And then Sunday morning, we get up and we're like, it's not so clear anymore.
Things are really changing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Dwayne. Hi, Dwayne. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for bothering me at work.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. What's up, man?
Hey, Steve. This is a traumatic toy story for you. So, me and my cousin, 10 and 12 years old, come down for Christmas Day. The USS G.I. Joe flagship is there waiting for us under the tree.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Not put together.
Right.
We put it together upstairs in under by the tree. Decided we want to go down to the basement with it. We take it down to the basement. My cousin's in front of me. He slips, falls. Mind you, we had those pajama footies on.
Yep.
Why he left his? That's why he lost his footie. So he fell, broke his arm. The USS flag landed on him. I fell behind him. The USS flag skewered my eye.
What?
My cornea.
Oh, my God.
The USS flag busted into 5 million pieces.
His arm's broken. Your eye is scratched and the toy is destroyed.
Yeah, it was a great Christmas. My dad was ecstatic with joy.
I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
The day in the hospital.
The USS flag. God, did I want that when I was a kid.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
Dwayne.
Yeah, I still have a piece of it to mourn it.
Very good.
Memoriam.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in your eye.
Yeah. Hang on to that. Hang on, a couple more calls. I'm going to go to Brendan. Hey, Brendan, good morning.
Da-de-da-de-da. Ah, me!
Yeah, one of my favorites. All right, so something brand new that you broke.
I in junior high school, my parents just got me a brand new custom-made, like, handheld cello, handmade and everything like that. It cost about $3,000. Cellos aren't very nice, or they're very expensive.
Yeah.
They're pretty nice. And I got tripped. I fell over face first, right onto the floor, snapped in half.
Oh my God.
Got a $3,000 classical musical instrument, tripped, fall, and snapped it in half.
I wish I could have just taken Kathy's idea. Just take say, hey, I saw a splinter in it.
Yeah, yeah, this thing's broken.
This is broken.
Yeah.
I had to return it.
Brandon, did your parents just have to pay for repairs, or what happened?
Yeah, well, luckily it was a pretty clean break, so I still have it to this day. But
wow. It's now two ukuleles.
Right. All right, thanks, Brandon. All right, here's something that happened yesterday. I'm going to go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Well, this is just the universe just making more fun of me.
All right. Fair enough.
So yesterday, went to Costco, bought a brand new 75-inch flat screen, hung it on the wall. Within 30 seconds, fell forward and smashed
completely.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday.
Now, let me ask, did you use the mounting kit it came with, or did you just use tape?
No. I probably should have used tape.
Yeah.
Oh, God almighty.
Well, if it's any consolation, Dave, that happens a lot. You know,
I would go get the box out of the trash, pack it back up, take it to Costco.
There's something wrong.
Some of the channels don't. Some of the channels don't work.
It may or may not have happened.
All right, so Dave, are you pretty handy, or is this your first time taking on a project of this size?
No. I had a friend of mine. He supposedly does this.
Supposedly.
Oh no!
Your friend supposedly owes you money.
He thought it was in the studs when he screwed the bracket on.
Oh man!
So Dave, this is yesterday NFL playoffs. You know, I mean, were you getting ready to watch the games?
Right before the Chiefs kickoff.
Oh my God!
Jesus.
Oh, that sucks, Dave.
Well, man.
Oh, man.
The only thing that would have made it worse is if the Eagles were playing.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry God, to hear, man. Thanks
I feel his
call.
Pain. Yeah.
Oh, that just sucks, man. Especially, and here's a cautionary tale. If for something like that, if you are specifically getting a piece of tech like a TV for a viewing event,
yeah.
Get it several days before the event. Don't get it the day of the event.
You're insane. Also, if you're even vague on it, or if your friend says, I've done it once or twice, have someone do it professionally.
Yeah.
No matter how good you – why risk it?
Let me see. Hang on. I don't quite understand this. Let me go to Ashley. Hi, Ashley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Ash?
So I bought a brand new stainless steel fridge. I was adulting. I was very excited about showing my friends and everything. And I come home the following day to my boyfriend mounting and balancing his tow truck tires in our kitchen.
He was mounting and balancing his tow truck tires in your kitchen?
He was mounting them, yes, onto the new wheels.
What? That's a huge apparatus. What is it doing in the kitchen?
It was cold outside, so he wanted to do this inside.
Wow, okay.
I hope you broke up with him.
So I walk in, he's bouncing up and down on a 4-foot pry bar, trying to mount this wheel and tire, because they're big tires.
In your kitchen. And,
in the kitchen, and one of them slips and hits our freezer door.
Oh my God.
Stainless steel freezer door. It's not the end of the world, but it was just like one of those, like, are you kidding? Like, you couldn't wait a month to do this?
Okay, so who's going to guess, Delco or Bucksco here?
Oh, no, she's Delco.
Ashley? No, she's Monco.
Ashley, what county do you live in?
Bucksco, sorry,
Cat. Balancing and mounting tires in the kitchen. Wow.
All right, we'll take that.
Thank you, Ashley.
I think.
kind of.
All right, take care.
I think you do that in the library, right?
Right.
Yeah, normally. Yes.
Let me see here. Man, there's some good calls and texts coming in. I love it. Let me go to Eric. Hi, Eric. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. You guys rock.
Hey, thanks, man. What's up, bud?
All right, so to kind of put this in perspective for you, about 5 years ago, I'm about 22, 23 at the time, and I went out and I've been working hard since I was 18, and I went and bought a brand new truck, and I the next day I had to go in with a friend to do a tree removal job. And so I've been doing this for a while. You know, we start loading up the back of the truck. We get about halfway loaded. And my friend throws a 6-foot log onto the back, which then bounces and goes straight through the back window, shattering it entirely.
Oh.
It even has the
God.
Truck for 24 hours.
You could have gotten killed by that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It went right through the back window, shattered it. It was halfway through the cab. And to top it off, about 30 minutes later, it starts raining. So I get in the car and cover the back of the truck that I had just bought. And, you know, he ended up paying for it, which was, you know, that was all set and good. But it took 2 days to do that. So it was raining the whole time, had a tarp over it. So I had to go to work and do my own thing. But I get a reminder every here and there when I go through the back seat and find a little
right. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Eric. That reminds
yeah, no
me
problem.
when something goes bad and then another thing. It reminds me of that scene from Trading Places where Dan Aykroyd is dressed as Santa Claus. He's wasted. He's had it enough. He takes a gun. He's going to kill himself. Pulls a trigger. Nothing fires. It starts raining. A dog comes over and pisses on his leg. It's just like one thing after another starts to snowball. Oh, my God.
He reminded me of a story, and I'll never forget this. My friend in college, he got a new car. But he wanted to do a presentation. So he had a stand outside. The car was in the garage, and he was going to back it out and show us. But it had a hatchback. And I don't we didn't know what he was planning the presentation. I mean, like, he's so excited. We see the hatchback up.
Oh, no.
And I guess this is his thing that he's doing.
Oh, no.
And he starts to back out. Oh. Hey. And bends the hatchback.
Oh, Jesus.
Because we're like, oh, this is the thing. He's got something planned here.
Right. Oh, that's terrible. I want to go to this because here's another thing. Hey, Mario, good morning.
Hey, you would not believe how hard it is to find some chewy candies around here.
Oh, chewy candies. I was trying to say chewy.
Chewy candies. Where are your God. Jewish candies?
Mario, what happened to you, man?
All right, so here's the deal. God bless my sister. I hope she's listening. And so I'm about 12 years old. I asked for one of those styrofoam, loop-de-loop planes or
Yo,
whatever
yeah.
they're called.
Yeah.
So I get one under the tree. I'm so excited. I take it out to the front yard. I crack open the packaging. I put it together. My sister looks at me, and she's like, oh, I want to try. So be it a good brother. First pull, I let her do it. I said, you know what? Go ahead. She puts it in her hand. This girl launches this thing as hard as she possibly can. Does a giant loop, but lands straight into the ground. These things are meant to break apart, but it broke in a part that was not meant to be broken.
You didn't even get to use it. She gets the first throw and breaks it.
Not one single throw. I was so disappointed. I was like, can we crazy glue this? Can we stop?
Return it.
As a yeah, kid, that's the worst because he didn't even get to play with it. He didn't even get the joy of throwing it one time.
Nope. I was very upset.
And somebody else broke it right in front of you.
I can commiserate.
My sister, too. I couldn't even take physical recourse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thanks,
Mario.
I got with birthday money. I'd wanted this authentic Hollywood Wolfman mask. This was said in the ad. Rubber mask. I got it to the house. I'm starting to put it on my brother. Can I put that on? Can I see it? Yeah, sure. Why not? Go ahead. Puts it on, and instead of... You know you don't position the Wolfman's face by tugging down on his mouth. Rips the bottom of the mouth off, and I'm just like... And I swear to God, I black taped it back up. So I had... Wolfman had this cool Indiana Jones black tape scar down his face. Man. But I was like, when you're a kid, you're like, this can't be happening.
I'm gonna go to Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Courtney?
So, I got a great one. I'm a training officer for police officers in Texas.
Okay.
And I had this kid that I was training, and we got brand new patrol car. So I'm like, okay, you go pick it up, meet me at the restaurant, we got to eat some lunch, and we'll get out of here. This kid, in front of like 30 people at this restaurant, backs a brand new patrol car up into a dumpster and shatters both of the taillights out.
Oh, no. Taxpayers' money right
yeah.
there.
You're going, dear chief, I'm trying to figure out how to word this to him. At the same time, I'm yanking him out of the car going, okay, you look at what you just did. You got to figure out how you're going to apologize to this dumpster. And he goes, what? I said, okay, go hug the dumpster. Tell the dumpster you're sorry.
go hug the patrol car, tell the patrol car you're sorry, and then figure out how you're going to write your apology letter to the chief. At this point, he's in tears because he's like, I'm going to get fired. I'm like, probably.
Man.
That's the worst, especially on a job. Well, we just had something happen here, you know, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
they're doing the whole front of the building, a new thing, a new atrium or foyer, whatever you want to call it, is coming in here. And there's these huge sheets of glass, and we look out, and I happen to notice there's a big spiderweb design on one of the
window
panes.
I mean, it's like shattered.
Shattered.
It's still there. They haven't replaced it yet.
They're probably trying to figure out what to do. They should return it.
Yes.
It's brand new.
Put it in the box.
Take the atrium out.
Take it back.
Yeah.
Speaking of returning, let me go to this call here, Kathy. I'm going to go to Dan. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You guys rock.
Thanks, bud. What's up?
All right, so I had a TV about a month old, flat screen last year, 55 inch or so. And my little four-year-old thinks he's Leonardo the Ninja Turtle. He throws his sword at my eight-year-old, and my eight-year-old says, ha-ha, and dodges it. Well, boom, right into the TV, shatters parts of the TV. I'm like, oh, my Lord, it's only a month old. Yep. Well, a buddy of mine's mom works at Walmart. She goes, you still got the box? I said, yes, I do. She goes, put it in the box and return it. I said, why? I've already had it a month. She said, it doesn't matter. You have 90 days to return it.
Oh, okay.
With no questions asked?
So I said that I put it in the box, returned it, said it was already broken in the box.
There you go.
Oh, man, I'd be
Kathy's system.
Yeah.
Thanks, return man.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's broken.
So, I guess if it comes in a box, maybe you got that advantage, but a month.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we didn't open it. We were saving it for, you know, we brought it home, but we didn't mount it until
they
yesterday.
No, like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody brings back a TV that's shattered, they've...
Yeah, and it had that cheese doodle dust all over it.
Yeah.
And gum and semen on the remote. Yeah. In the box, yeah.
Hang on, let me go to Matt. Hi, Matt. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good. What's up, bud?
Oh, not much. I had an Apple Watch, and first go around, somehow it cracked and shattered, and I'm a little bit frugal, so I was holding out until finally the face fell off. And my wife, you know, finally buys me a new one because she knows that, you know, I wasn't in a watch guy, but now, like, my wrist feels naked without one, so she gets me another one. And it was like an Amazon Prime special, so she got it online, not through the Apple Store or anything like that. And to go with it, she gets me this military-grade protection that I'm supposed to put on. But, you know, I got it in the middle of the week, and I'm like, I don't have time for this. I open up the instructions, and it's like a novel.
Right.
So I say, I'll do that. I'll save it for the weekend. It's a special project. Get home. The second day I have it, putting my kids in the bath, take off my watch so I don't want to get it wet or anything like that, put it up on the counter. By the way, it's waterproof. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Put it on the counter. On top of the Q-tip holder, bend down on my knees for about 5 seconds until I just hear this crack behind me on the porcelain. My entire body just goes absolutely crazy with this feeling of just regret and remorse and all that at the same time. And then we can't return it because we got it on Amazon, didn't get it through a credit card or the Apple Store. Yeah. And they can't fix the lens. So all in all, it was like the quadruple whammy. And I'm driving to work right now, and every time I look down at my empty wrist, I can't think about anything else.
It taunts you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Thanks, Matt.
I tell you what. Just for a little caveat, Amazon's pretty good with returns.
Are they?
Amazon's great, especially if you're a Prime member.
Yeah. Yes, that makes a whole world of difference. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Nick got a brand new car. Cracked the windshield in less than 24 hours.
Beautiful car, though.
It is a beautiful car.
I love it, yeah.
But it just, you know.
But it's got to go back.
It's got to go back.
Return the whole thing now.
Trade it in for a flat screen TV?
I hate it. It's
put
just
it in
like,
a box.
You're on a high, you know, it's the honeymoon. And then, you know, the hotel cancels your reservation on your honeymoon. It's that type of thing. It just happens.
The world lets you know you shouldn't have nice things.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.